Where Ford and Coca-Cola go, the Commerce Department follows. Its International Trade Administration is opening an office in Myanmar, also known as Burma. The country's economy, once virtually closed, is now growing at more than 6.5% a year. And the decision is part of an effort to help U.S. businesses navigate emerging markets not only in Asia, but Africa too. Holly Vineyard is Deputy Assistant Secretary for Asia at the International Trade Administration, and she joins us now. Holly, great to have you with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
So tell us about Myanmar. First of all, just set the scene. If we were to go there today, what does it look like? What businesses are there?
Well, we've got a handful of large businesses there, but what we'd really like to do is find a way to help more companies find their way there. And let me give you a little bit of context first.
Go ahead.
President Obama is in Asia right now. He's just left Japan for Korea and is having an exciting schedule that will also take him on to Malaysia and the Philippines. He's there to stress that the administration is serious about its rebalance to Asia. And we're very pleased that Secretary of Commerce Penny Pritzker announced last week that she will follow in his footsteps soon, in early June, to really highlight that commercial dimension of the Asia rebalance. So she will travel to Vietnam, the Philippines, and also to Burma. She'll be the first U.S. Secretary of Commerce to go there. We're very excited about her visit. We believe that she'll have the chance to really highlight the opportunities for our companies in these markets as we seek to have more engagement at all kinds of levels, but especially in helping our companies find opportunities to engage and to take to make the most of the exciting growth opportunities in these markets.
So tell us a bit about that engagement. What are the offices? We know that Myanmar is one of a few that you are opening and you're staffing up others across the region. Who are you going to hire? What sort of things are they going to do?
Sure. Well, we already have a large network of offices overseas, mostly in U.S. embassies, but not always. So we're in about 70-plus countries around the world, but I should also note that we have a network of over 100 offices throughout the United States to try to help our companies better understand these markets, especially in these regions where we're seeing a lot of growth. The Asia-Pacific region, for instance, accounts for nearly 60% of world gross domestic product and 40% of global trade, and we believe that more U.S. companies should explore these growth opportunities. And the secretary will have a chance to really showcase that there are a lot of opportunities out in this region. We encourage companies to look at Asia in general, but for those who are already looking at Asia or in one country, we'd like them to go to more. Of all the U.S. companies that export, 58% only sell into one market, and so we want to help make them aware of the resources that we have to help them access more markets.
And when you're talking about Myanmar or other economies where it's so new to mm-hmm. most companies, how do you help them? For example, you mentioned that you had offices in the U.S. as well. Do you have people who are specialists now in places like Myanmar here domestically to help companies?
Well, we're all learning more about Burma, and right now we cover it out of our office in Thailand. We're very interested in trying to do more there, and that's why when Secretary Pritzker announced her trip last week, she also announced that we will be opening up an office soon in Burma so that we have a better on-the-ground understanding, and so we can link those experts that we will place on the ground there with the experts that we have in the United States who are experts on how to help companies export in general. So we like to say that we're everywhere you are as a company and everywhere you might want to be. So that's where our network comes in handy. Plus, we have a number of experts also based in Washington. So with this network of people throughout the United States, in Washington, and overseas, we can help companies find the opportunities and to work with them as they encounter potentially any difficulties in trying to get into these markets.
We're speaking with Holly Vineyard, and she is Deputy Assistant Secretary for Asia at the International Trade Administration. When we're talking about emerging economies and governments like Myanmar's or Burma's, what sort of trouble or what sort of issues do companies encounter first? Is it IP? Is it red tape? What do you help them with?
We help them with a range of issues. With a country like Burma, It might be finding out information. And so we certainly think that having an office on the ground there will help us be able to share more about the opportunities that will help our companies do more. We're already seeing our exports to Burma growing rapidly, and we think there's potential to do still more. But as a company goes into a market, it needs to protect its intellectual property rights. For most small companies, it's their lifeblood. And so there the Commerce Department has some special skills that we can bring to the table. We have our Patent and Trademark Office housed in the Commerce Department, and we have a number of experts both in Washington as well as in the United States, throughout the U.S. as well as overseas. And so we really want to help companies be able to protect their intellectual property. We help them try to understand what are the technical barriers to trade or the standards that might help them better navigate, get their products to market. We help them with customs issues as they might come up, and with an array of other things, too. We tell companies often that if they're not sure if it's a market access barrier, to ask, and we'll help them sort it out.
And at your overseas posts, like the one you're going to open up, are they American Commerce Department workers? Do you also hire locals there who know, who really understand the culture and might see things that, that the Americans coming do not?
That's a great question. I think our locally hired staff is one of the strongest parts of the Commerce Department. They are our institutional memory in country. We have a terrific service of foreign commercial service officers. They rotate around the world. They will often spend 2 to 5 years in a country, and they rely heavily on the local staff that we have there working with them.
And this is, as we already mentioned, part of a larger expansion to Asia. Just briefly, please tell us about the other offices that you are opening or expanding and how you chose those particular locations.
Sure. We take a look at countries in terms of, you know, how do we add value? If it's a country that has the potential for trade or a lot of trade, we want to help U.S. companies find that. But sometimes there often are difficulties in finding out information, and that's where our value proposition, if you will, really kicks in, so that we can help our companies in the markets that have a lot of potential. And so we have a model that allows us to look to see where those opportunities are, where the trade is growing, where we anticipate the trade will be growing. And we use those to try to figure out where we best place to have offices with foreign commercial service officers, as well as local staff overseas. So we're currently expanding our staffing in 10 Asian posts, but I should also note that we're also expanding our presence in some other markets, including sub-Saharan Africa, where we plan to open offices in Mozambique, Ethiopia, Tanzania, and Angola. And overall, we're adding a total of 68 new positions in offices in 5 new countries. So we're very excited about our ability to be able to serve our stakeholders anymore. And we look at our stakeholders, really, our clients, as those who are, through trade and investment, are going to help create U.S. jobs. So it's helping the U.S. exporter to create jobs in the U.S., and it's also about attracting foreign direct investment into the United States through our Select USA program, because those foreign direct investors, when they come to the United States, they also create U.S. jobs.
Holly Vineyard is Deputy Assistant Secretary for Asia at the International Trade Administration. And Holly, thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.